Harper Audio presents Fast Food Genocide: How Processed Food is Killing Us and What We Can Do About It, by Joel Fuhrman, MD, with Robert B. Phillips, read by Tim Andres Pavone. Introduction. Participants in our own destruction. It isn't that they can't see the solution, it's that they can't see the problem. G.K. Chesterton. We are facing a tragic and unprecedented destruction of human lives in the United States and much of the developed world. Processed, fake, and fast foods have become the primary source of calories in this country, and they're on track to become the same in other countries. This attachment to fast food over natural foods and fresh produce is moving us toward widespread chronic disease, mental illness, and shortened lifespans. I believe that the growing fast food addiction in this country and abroad is a genocide, as these foods destroy life with frightening efficiency, and this damage is worsening. The food industry has evolved to effectively feed the majority of our citizens with mass-marketed, factory-produced foods that do not have the biological and chemical properties of natural produce. The result is the destruction of human potential, along with an explosion of chronic illness, human suffering, and the premature death of millions. The American Heritage Dictionary defines genocide as the deliberate destruction of an entire race or nation. On the surface, it may seem that we are in control of our food choices, and therefore genocide does not apply here. We typically think of genocide as a crime that one group commits against another, but that is not always the case. Sometimes we are participants in our own destruction. Multiple factors combine to remove choice from the equation, leaving all of us in